And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is twos, as in the number two. My first guest, new corporate culture and innovation are a two-edged sword. We discuss the secrets to creating an innovative and creative workforce. My next guest believes every person should speak at least two languages. She'll be discussing how and why we should teach our children a second language while they're young. As always, if you have a thought about this or want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Senora Susana Goss received her Bachelor of Science in Education from Baylor University. Go Bears. And I'm a gentleman, I won't tell you what year she received that degree in. She had an emphasis in Spanish speech, as in public speaking, ESL, which is English as a second language, and a minor in religion. She is currently the CEO of Flip Flop Learning, whose products include French and Spanish workbooks, Spanish calendars, iPhone apps, flip cards, and so forth. She's happily married to a former Texas public school teacher and is the mother of five children. Suzanne currently lives in Central Texas. Welcome to the show, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you, especially somebody who is as well credentialed as you are. I want to ask you a little bit later about some of the products that you have, but first let's just lay some groundwork, some fundamentals here. You know, there's this old joke that goes around, it goes like this. If a person speaks three languages, they're trilingual. If a person speaks two languages, they're bilingual. And if a person speaks one language, they're an American.
Yes, sir.
And we have, Americans have been relatively insulated geographically from having to speak other languages, like the Europeans are forced to speak multiple languages. But you contend that it's really important for our children to learn another language. Why is that?
Well, it's imperative. There's a part of the brain that is not used unless you learn a second language, and it just stays dormant. It stays dead. That little gray matter just stays shriveled up and unused until you learn a second language. And so it's just a shame.
Hello, Suzanne, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
It's just a travesty to leave that little shriveled up part of the brain.
All right. No, so the brain benefits from this happening. Now, not to get too technical, but this is what part of the brain that needs to be stimulated by learning a language?
It's in the frontal lobe. It's right underneath the part that you use for mathematical equations and also memory. And it's a very small part, but it's still a part that cannot be woken up, can't be charged or energized unless that second language is learned.
Now, isn't this the same part of the brain, Suzanne, that is energized or lit up, as you say, by learning music as well?
Yes, musical is another language, another form of communication, absolutely.
Okay, so it is that same part. So, in theory, then, a person could learn to play a musical instrument and stimulate that part of the brain so it wouldn't go fallow.
In somewhat, but because there's no translation, you're not actually communicating word for word, thought for thought, picture for picture, command forms, things like that, it's not going to be stimulated as much. They're going to have fewer synapses, fewer things that are firing across that part.
Okay, so we want our children's brains to function and function at a higher level. They need to learn a language. What are some of the other advantages that multiple language speakers have?
Well, beyond that, of course, your wit improves, your logic, your math and your science abilities, your memory. So, you know, once you get that part of the brain woken up, then that provides more synapses, more areas, more pathways, so that you can really use all of your brain and everything improves. Of course, even your relationships, your ability to communicate are improved.
All right, so your ability to communicate both in English and, of course, in the other language definitely improves. What are some other lifelong advantages to being able to speak multiple language? What have you experienced? Because you're at least bilingual, possibly trilingual.
Working on trilingual. You know, we're working on German right now as well. But the bilingual part, the most fun that you have with it is just being able to understand something that people maybe think that you can't understand. And so it makes you more savvy because I don't look bilingual. I'm blonde, blue-eyed, and I don't look anything like a Hispanic or anybody that would speak a second language or speak Spanish. And so that's been a lot of fun to understand things that people don't think you can understand. But beyond that, of course, it just increases the scope of what you're going to affect in this world. So the more people you can reach, then the bigger footprint you can leave on this earth.
All right. We're talking to Suzanne Goss, everybody, who's the CEO of Flip Flop Learning. And, Suzanne, I got to ask you, your company's emphasis has been on Spanish. Now, why Spanish as a second language? Why not Chinese or even Latin?
Well, for me, it was just because this is where I live. I live in Central Texas, And I really wanted to teach English as a second language was my hope, and my that's what I studied whenever I was going to university. I wanted to teach public school English as a second language. So it became natural that, of course, I would want to communicate with their families. And so I learned Spanish and became bilingual in Spanish because that was what I would assume would be, their first language.
Okay.
For everybody else, you really do want to choose the language that makes the most sense for where you are in the country.
All right. So if I'm in Iowa, and people do listen to us, by the way, in Iowa over the internet, Suzanne, what language do you have people focus in on? You say listen to what's common in your area. We're fortunate. We live in California and Texas. Spanish is a natural. But if you're in Iowa, what language might that be?
Goodness, that's a tough one. Not having been to Iowa, I wouldn't know, but I would choose the one that's most interesting to you. If you want to go to Spain, if you want to go to Mexico, then of course take Spanish. If you want to make a trip to China, then focus on Chinese. But motivation is going to be the thing that propels you into bilingualism. It propels you into fluency. So you need to be motivated. So if something piques your interest, then you go with that one. If French is not something that you're looking forward to, or German sounds harsh to you, or whatever it is, stay away from those. Choose something that excites you, and choose that language, whatever language, as long as it's a second language, to get your brain going.
All right, Suzanne, and that makes sense if I'm an adult and I'm making that conscious choice to pick up the second language. Maybe being an adult is a little too late in life. You're recommending that children get involved in this. So children probably aren't going to be motivated or at least excited by a language because they don't know the language. How do we motivate children to get excited about becoming fluent in a second or even a third language?
My students enjoy having a code. Most, like you said, it's harder for adults to learn a second language. It's possible, but it is definitely more difficult for us. Our brains aren't as mushy, they're not as flexible, so we can't grab that language and absorb it as easily. But the children, they do absorb it. They suck it up like a sponge. The biggest motivation for them is being able to communicate with one another, and maybe the adult around doesn't quite know what they're saying. And so they enjoy that code. So really, if you get 2 to 3 students together, even, just as few as 5 that are learning a language together, that's their motivation. They're excited about it. Sometimes you can use culture as a way. You're showing them different movies that are set in different places across the world, then that might pique their interest and say, wow, where is that? What language do they speak there? And so you can use anything and help them to focus. You can direct their motivation. You just have to find what it is to get them there.
All right, fair enough. The whole idea of culture as being part of the language, isn't culture go hand in glove with learning a language? If you learn Spanish, you need to understand either the Mexican or the true Spanish culture. If you learn French, you need to learn a little bit more about French culture because they're intertwined. You can't escape the culture if you're learning the language. Isn't that so?
Absolutely, and that's one of the another great benefit of learning a second language is you're right. You cannot learn a language without having to learn something about the culture. Different phrases, different idioms that you'll learn in English. Like in English, we say, well, you know, don't pull my leg, or you're pulling my leg. And in Spanish, the phrase that you're used is, oh, you're pulling my hair. And so that's a very simplistic one, but different phrases like that, you just start picking up on culture whether or not you want to. So, of course, you would like to understand where did this language come from, what's the background, what's the foundation, so that you can understand better the people that you're trying to communicate with.
Gotcha. We're talking to Suzanne Gose, everybody. She's the CEO of Flip Flop Learning. And Suzanne, this is a compliment to you. You're not old enough to remember this, but in the 1980s, everyone was convinced that we should learn Japanese because the Japanese were going to surpass the United States both in culture and in commerce. Well, that didn't turn out so well in hindsight. But should we be focusing on Chinese for our children? I mean, after all, if our children want to learn to speak to the gardener, maybe they learn Spanish. Mm-hmm. But if they want to speak to a business person, perhaps they should learn Chinese.
I think that's a great idea. I think whatever it is that they're motivated by, Chinese is definitely something that I've heard of people say, well, what about flip-flop Chinese? Are you going to come out with flip-flop Chinese next? And I say, well, not yet. I'm not comfortable teaching anything that I'm not an expert in, and so I don't create curriculum unless I know that it's done correctly. But flip-flop Chinese would be a great idea if you are motivated to do it. I would choose for my second language, the first second language that I introduced to the children would be a language that looks similar, using the same letters so that they can sound it out a little bit more easily. That's just my perspective, my methodology. If that doesn't bother you and you say, no, I can learn these characters and this doesn't scare me at all, then go for it. But we want to overcome obstacles. And so if there's an obstacle such as looking at Chinese and going, whoa, that's a little bit overwhelming for me. Let's take it a notch back, take it a step back, and choose something that looks simpler to you. Because in your head, if you think it's easy, well, of course, it becomes easier.
Got it. We're talking to Suzanne Gose, everybody. Suzanne, you bring up a very interesting point that I was going to ask you about, and you tied it in with the ease of learning a language. But are children's brains hardwired to better understand the romance languages, languages like French, Italian, Spanish? Do American children have an easier time learning these Latin-based languages?
I don't think that they're hardwired to learn anything more or less. I think it completely depends on the parents and who they look up to. If your dad walks around studying Chinese and Mandarin and he's into this and he has all the Chinese art and history around him, then the child is going to be more interested in that. I don't believe that they are hardwired. I think they're extremely mushy and extremely easy to guide and to mold depending on what you want. And they're going to pick up. They're going to value what you value. If daddy sits and plays video games all day, they value that. If they see daddy outside working on something in the garage, they value that. And so, and of course, I'm talking about the boys here. My oldest two are boys, and so I'm focusing on the young men. But same with the little girls. So my children are most interested in Spanish. But as soon as my husband started picking up an interest in German, you better believe that I didn't hear Buenos Dias a single day that week. They're all coming out saying Guten Tag.
All right. Well, Suzanne, we've been dancing around one of the more politically charged issues, and that is the whole idea of second languages. There's a lot of political rhetoric right now surrounding Spanish language use in the United States. Many people believe that Spanish-speaking people living in the United States should learn English. And after all, that's what you were training to do in college,
yes,
too, because English is the prevalent language here in the U.S. But you make products for Spanish speakers to learn English as part of your curriculum. But weigh in on the political debate. Do we really need to have one unified language here in the United States, and is that language English?
I didn't know you were going to ask me hard questions, Billy. This is a hard question. This, you know, for me, I do believe that, goodness, you're going to want to learn English. I think that English needs to be, there needs to be one defining language. And I do believe that it's a little bit haughty to think that you can go to somebody else's country and expect them to speak your language. Sometimes if you make it too easy, I mean, yes, as an American, have I traveled, and do they speak English everywhere? Yes, they do. You know, I'm spoiled that way. We are spoiled that way. And perhaps that's why we haven't stretched ourselves. It's because we can go anywhere and everybody knows English. And they don't want to speak their language with you. They want to practice their English with you. So I do believe that we need to focus a little bit more on the English. However, as a brain exercise, you still need to learn a second language. And why not use the one that is going to help the most people around? If you put your hand out and you say, hey, I'm learning Spanish, I want to help you, you're in the grocery store, somebody's having trouble, they can't communicate with the cashier, and you're behind and you know some Spanish, that's going to help that person to be motivated to work towards learning your language. So it's a give and take. I appreciate that people come and they want to be in America. It is the greatest place on earth to live, and I appreciate that. So at the same time, come on and join us and come on over and learn the language and really be a part of the society and not be separated by, you know, making an attempt.
All right. I mean, that's a very sound answer, but I'm not going to let my foot off the pedal here, the accelerator, because really, here's my argument. Why do we need to learn a second language? The language of computers is English. The language of air traffic controllers and flying is English. Mm-hmm. The language of shipping is English. The language of science used to be German. It has been supplanted by, you guessed it, English.
You're right.
The point is, in China, there are 300 million people learning English as a second language. I mean, that's the size of the United States, just learning English as a second language. Mm-hmm. There are a billion Indians in the continent, in the country of India, that speak English as well. So not to be smug here or self-serving, but the reality is the world's coming to English. Why do I need to learn another language at all?
I'm going to go back to the brain health benefits. You know, we've been focusing on children and how they need to learn, but did you know that if you know a second language and you wake up that dead part of your brain, then it staves off Alzheimer's. It makes your memory last longer into your life. It makes your wit, your ability, earlier I said communication, and you focused on the idea of communicating in two different languages,
mm-hmm.
but what I really meant was relationship communication. I'm able to be more empathetic because that part of my brain can understand more of what you're saying. I can really grab the emotion behind the English words, even though it's in English or in Spanish. But because my brain is more attuned to learning, to knowing two languages, I can understand and communicate better between relational type problems, anything we need to work through. Your brain is an amazing organ, and why not flex it? Do we need to lift weights? Do we have to be bodybuilders? Do we need to be healthy? No. You know, my granddaddy lived to be 87 years old eating a pound of bacon every day. You can make it, but why not? So at the same time, if you're not motivated to do it, it's going to be beating your head against the wall. It's going to be just torture. So you've got to find that motivation. And if brain health is the way, great. If business is the way, then choose the one that's going to help your business. Whatever that motivation is, you need to find it so that you can learn it and learn it quickly so that you can keep on going and not lose that momentum.
Well, a very cogent argument. We're talking to Suzanne Gose, everybody, who's the CEO of Flip Flop Learning. Suzanne, how did you come up with the concept behind the innovative learning tools that you've developed in Flip Flop Learning?
Well, Flip Flop Spanish came because of, I get bored easily. And so, and I don't like reviewing. You know, you tell me, oh, we're going to review today, and in school I would just turn my brain off. And so, however, reviewing is so important to learning a language because you need to keep reviewing that old vocabulary so that you can build on it and use it and not just forget it, but actually use it so that it really becomes part of your vocabulary that you use on a daily basis. So in order to help students review, it's all built into the workbook. You work through it one way, and it's all right side up. And on the back side of every single page, there's the second half of the workbook flipped upside down. So you flip the workbook down, back, we're all the way back. You read just focused on that one page. When you get to the end of the workbook, you're only halfway done. You flip it over, and you work your way back. Just by flipping those pages back towards the front, the students are not, they may not do the activities again, but they're going to see it. And just seeing it reminds them, oh, I remember that word. I remember doing that activity. Oh, I remember, Mom, remember when we cleaned out the dishes and we said all the dishes in Spanish. And that little spark is just enough to give them review without boring them.
Ah, that's great. We've been talking to Suzanne Gose, everybody, who's the CEO of Flip Flop Learning, and she's been explaining why we need to know at least two languages and teach those to our children. Suzanne, if people are interested and really do buy into we need to teach multiple languages to our children, to ourselves, where would you direct them to go?
The first place is, of course, my website, flipfloplearning.com. And on that website, you'll see the store of Flip Flop Spanish and Flip Flop French products. They're all on Amazon.com as well. But my curriculum is not the only one. If you need to go where you're motivated. What motivates you? Keeping things simple is my idea, and giving you bite-sized chunks. If you like computer products, I like Rosetta Stone. I think it's a great idea. If you like listening in the car, Pimsleur products are great. So do a Google search, do a search on the internet real quick, and you'll come up with thousands of opportunities. You just need to find what makes you go, ooh, and not, And so that's what you need to focus on, is finding that motivation.
Oh, very broad-minded. We've been talking to Suzanne Gose, everybody. He's the CEO of Flip Flop Learning, about learning a second language. Suzanne, thank you so much for being our guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thanks so much, Billy.